Doug's comment.
Good, how are you, Roger?
Just wonderful.
Thank you.
Keeping busy.
I'm going to call the meeting to order, 6 p.m., Port of Brookings Harbor, Board of Commissioners. It is Tuesday, February 6, 2018. I would like to do a roll call before I do so. Excuse me, this is Mr. Coffey, our attorney. Good evening, Mr. Coffey.
Good evening, Ms. Christian, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. We got everybody there?
Well, we don't, so I will let you listen. I received a text from Commissioner Martin about 10 minutes ago. He was sick last week and is still sick and will not be here. And I received a text just a few minutes ago from Commissioner Davis. He has an emergency in Charleston and said he will not be here. So I'm getting ready to do roll call. Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Commissioner Barbers?
Here.
Commissioner Christian? Here. Could we please stand and have a pledge of allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have an approval of the agenda?
I think I'd like to propose two agenda amendments. Number one, I'd like to add an executive session with Mr. Coffey to discuss the rights and duties of a body with regard to litigation likely to be filed or that's been filed. I think you have the notice to read when we get to that point. And I would propose that we add that after the public comments so that the public is, or maybe move up the public comments or something so that the public is able to, doesn't have to wait until.
Well, why don't we put it clear down at the bottom after the commission report?
No, I would like to amend your motion, and I would like it to be after the approval of the minutes so that we don't keep Mr. Coffey on the line for the entire meeting.
Okay, so these people are going to have to go wait outside and then come back in if they're interested?
No, do the public comments first, and then we'll approve the minutes, then we'll do the executive session.
So let's put both public comments up to the front is what I'm saying.
Okay, so we're going to put, so do you want to withdraw or do you want me to second your?
All right, I'm going to withdraw that motion and revise it. So the new motion is to add an executive session to move number 9, non-agenda related public comments, up and combine it into 3, so we just have one public comment session, and then add the executive session immediately after, between 4 and 5. Between 4 and 5. And then the other item I'd like to add, so we approved the invitation to bid for the loading dock or launch dock replacement, and it had the sample contract in it and everything and the process and the schedule, but so we've gone through the bid process, we've opened the bids, we've issued a notice of intent to award, we're through the notice period, and it is time to award that contract. And
I don't think our days are up, are they?
They are.
No, I thought it was up Wednesday.
No, I think today was the last day.
Oh, because after working hours?
have to recognize, because this hasn't gone there, so we'll go out tomorrow.
Okay, I just...
So I think the board should formally approve the award of the contract, so I'd like to add that to old business as C. And that contract has been posted on the port website for a month and so on. So we need to change the, we need to do signature authority as well, because it was under Gary. So with those two changes, that's my...
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
I have a comment.
Yes.
Late this afternoon, I received a phone call from one of your staff people indicating that they had questions regarding the launch ramp contract. Is that the contract that you're looking at approving?
That is correct.
Yeah,
I think this is the contract that you want sent out, correct? You made this contract?
I don't really know if I have or not. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Okay, so when we did the invitation to bid, we had a contract that went through your revision, and that was included in the invitation to bid. And this is that contract. But the questions that arose that Travis called you about had to do with what the procedure for awarding was. And so the question is just, did the board need to approve the contract? Or when we approved the invitation to bid, did we approve the whole process? And
no, you never approved the whole process. You have to individually approve the invitation to bid. Once you have your bids in, then you have to have some sort of committee set up to look at the bids and score them. Once you select a low bidder, then you issue, is this a public construction project?
Right.
Correct.
Then you would have to approve the contract and authorize the board chair to sign the contract. And then you have to do things like issue notice of intent to award and notice of award and notice to proceed and all those other steps in chapter ORS chapter 279C.
Okay, so the notice of intent to award was issued, the bids were opened and reviewed, and then so now we're at awarding the contract and issuing notice of intent to proceed, or notice to proceed, I think. Yes, you made significant revisions.
Okay, well then, I don't remember that, but I'm content if I look at it.
I think December 27th.
I think...
Hang on for a second.
I don't think there's any big hurry whether award is tonight or next Tuesday night. So we can just make sure we're all legal. We open the bids and read them as instructed. We put our letter out, and to award. So I don't. That was a deal to bid. I'm not sure it was a contract.
No, that's the point. Is if we want to award the contract, we need to. The board needs to do that.
Do we have a contract?
Yes.
So it was in the invitation to bid, and Kim revised it today, and the revisions...
Well, you know, I didn't get a revision.
Understand that. So all she did, I'm going to tell you what she did. She wrote in Topper Industries, where it had a blank. She took off sample, and she changed the signers because Gary is no longer available. Now, is that all she did?
Yep.
And was there some place that said Coos Bay?
There was an address where it said contractor shall furnish certificates of insurance to POBH's project manager, and it had a a Coos Bay address, but yeah, we changed that. Kim reread the entire thing, went through it, and made any changes that needed to be done.
Yeah, I see that I did that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're good to go.
Okay.
All right, so we are now going to approve the agenda. We had a motion and a second, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Barbas?
Yes.
Commissioner Christian? Yes. Agenda, well, we're going to call all the comments. Sharon Hartung, SDC, listed on agenda for new business. Could you please come forward, state your name, and speak as much as you can into the microphone,
please.
Thank
you. Thank you. Sharon Hartung, Brookings, Oregon. So I want to comment on the system development charges that is on the agenda under your new business, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So the system development charges, Brookings and Harbor Sanitation fee charges on new developments and certain types of expansions for infrastructure and improvements. These SDC credits are owned by the port. They cannot be refunded back to the port as cash. I do believe these SDC credits were from Faley's Cafe and the RV Park Laundromat building, which was condemned and demolished. I'm concerned about the transferring of these SDC credits to other properties rented to port occupants. The port needs to ensure that these tenants reimburse the port for these SDC credits used to improve their businesses when they are starting a new business or they are expanding. There may come a day when the port has the ability to put a new laundromat back in the RV park. And the port may not have the required SDC credits any longer or the funds available to accomplish this. So it's just a concern I have, and I'd like the board to take that into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Doug Lewis, professional fees. You could please step forward.
I'm going to pass on the public comment part. I'm going to wait till after all the agenda is.
This is your chance. It's not going to be further down the agenda.
Okay.
We've moved it up so that you may comment.
Okay.
But please come forward, state your name, so our minutes are recorded correctly.
Okay. My name is Doug Lewis, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the professional fees. There's a lot of services that I'm observing this new administration taking that I don't have an idea on how much is being charged, but some of them obviously are quite costly, and a lot of this stuff is stuff that Travis and Brent are very familiar with, and unless there's some other reason to get a third opinion that's not necessarily related to the his field is unrelated to what they're trying to do or distantly related, it just seems like you could save a lot of money by having Brent or Travis look at it, and rather than spend the money on professional fees, because it looks to me like the port's going to be in serious financial trouble. They ran up some enormous costs, particularly with attorney's fees. I don't know how much the attorney's fees are now, but it looks to me like they're spending more in a month than they did all year on a normal day, a normal annual agenda. And I don't see where these attorney's fees and second engineer's opinions and stuff are really going to be doing the port much good, particularly if there isn't even really a problem. These two guys are very, very capable of assessing mechanical issues and engineering issues, and I would like to see them looking at it and sort of maybe discussing it with you people, deciding if it really needs a second or third or fourth engineering opinion or, but when you hire, say like, well, like my business, I have to tune a lot of my electronics, but I don't hire a piano player to check out my tuning. It both has to do with tuning, but the two types of tuning are completely unrelated. And I'm referring specifically to having an environmental engineer oversee a structural engineer's work. First of all, they shouldn't even be looking over there and charging a fee for that. It should, if they're doing it as a friendly whatever, that's one thing. But when they're not really qualified to even step their toe into that area, that's risky for the port to even be paying that, because should something happen and they find out that you have the wrong type of engineer overseeing a problem, I'd rather have that problem fall back on the original engineer, not on somebody's opinion that is functionally useless. And it just shows a lack of understanding of what the job is. And these guys are real capable of looking at a dock and saying, hey, we need to have this thing engineered. It looks like it's going to fall down, if you ask me. So that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can I have an approval of the minutes, regular meeting Tuesday, December 19th, 2017?
I move to approve the minutes, regular meeting Tuesday, December 19th, 2017.
Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Jan Barbers?
Yes.
Angie Christian? Yes. Executive session pursuant to ORS 192.6602H to consult with counsel concerning the legal rights and duties of a public body with regard to current litigation or litigation likely to be filed. Pursuant to ORS 192.6604, representatives of the news media shall be allowed to attend, but the governing body requires that all information remain undisclosed. I'd like to ask you all to leave, and we will let you come back in after a short executive session. Thank you.